It is my pleasure to welcome you to Ronald Myers Jr.'s Ministering Angel podcast. Whether you're a new or returning listener, I pray that you will discover this podcast to be an invaluable tool in your pursuit of Jesus Christ. If you want to realize your full potential and triumph over adversity, Ronald is a divine messenger who has been sent to you. Listening to this podcast will give you the confidence, wisdom, and fortitude to succeed no matter what life throws at you. I pray that what you hear will bring you blessings, and I appreciate you taking the time to listen. Welcome to an atmosphere for deliverance of the soul and spirit. Here's Ronald.
Letting things go. How have you managed to navigate through hurt, pain, betrayal, and disappointment? Are you still holding on to the things that have harmed you? Have you discovered a method to set them free? Are you aware that clinging to negativity can have physical consequences? In what ways have you found to release yourself from the traumatic events that have caused you hurt? Join me in today's podcast as we explore the topic of letting go of past pains and hurts. It is essential to address the setbacks that you have encountered. By approaching those events with the right mindset and perspective, you can conquer them. To achieve a life of peace and contentment, it is crucial. If you're struggling to address the things that have hurt you, this is the place that can provide assistance and inspiration to help you conquer them. I have a lifetime of experience in dealing with hurt, pain, disappointment, and betrayal. I have firsthand knowledge of effective ways to overcome obstacles that could benefit you. Without further delay, let's jump in. Despite good intentions, people can still cause harm. We tend to have a mindset that is centered on our desires and necessities, rather than considering the other person. Often, hurt comes from a place of lack in the person doing the hurting. Love often requires further explanation of its true meaning and how to demonstrate it. Reflect on this for a bit. Love was absent from my household during my upbringing. I had both parents, but love was absent. How did I come to embrace love? At a young age, I left home with the sole purpose of finding the love that was missing in my life. I needed to enhance what I was doing, since there was an issue. I had a skewed perception of what love truly meant. It resulted in a significant amount of additional pain for me. Every one of us has areas where we are vulnerable. Each individual may display these weaknesses differently. One important suggestion is to acknowledge and accept your limitations. To achieve the best results, it is important to be an authentic self-analyzer. The road to recovery becomes closer as you learn to see the truth in the mirror and refrain from blaming others. Blaming others is often our go-to instead of introspecting. Fortunately, I never had any difficulties in that particular area. Assuming responsibility for what I do has always been my approach. Getting to this point in your life is something I highly recommend. The foundation you stand on is the starting and ending point for everything in your life. If your foundation is not rooted and grounded in God's word, it will be challenging to face the hurts and pains you endure. Throughout my life, I've seen many people grappling with the challenge of releasing hurt and pain. Some of them call themselves Christians. An event from 20 years ago shouldn't still have an impact on you now. I have observed this occur repeatedly in people. Despite recognizing the necessity of letting go, they find themselves unable or unwilling to do so. It's disheartening to witness people act in this way. I've spent a significant portion of my life endeavoring to assist people in letting go, but only a handful have been successful. Why? The importance of foundation and mindset. Keep in mind, the battleground is within your own thoughts. Your mindset is built upon the foundation you have. Do you perceive the way this operates? To be clear, this is not something that can be done easily. Establishing yourself on the right foundation makes everything effortless. So, how can I ensure that I start off on the right foundation? I'm pleased that you inquired. Soak yourself in the Word of God to make this happen. Without understanding your identity and role as a Christian, you'll face challenges and vulnerability to deception. According to Hosea 4:6 in the Bible, our ignorance can result in our own demise. Overcoming anything requires knowing Jesus as the Lord and Savior. Believers aren't meant to have struggles as part of their DNA. Believers are entitled to prosperity and abundance. Your inheritance is receiving what you ask for in His name, with more than enough and overflow. But how will you know if you don't read and study the Word? Prayer is a fundamental requirement. The mistake you must avoid is relying on God to solve everything for you without taking action. That would be a misstep. You search for Him to acquire the instructions and then put them into practice. God's Word has the answer to any situation you're in. Be proactive in seeking the answer that is in your favor. Christians often talk about waiting for God, but the reality is that God is the one waiting for them. There is a widespread tendency for people to be spiritually lazy. We're looking for someone to give us the answer. We suffer longer than necessary because we're unwilling to put in the work to find the answers we need. I encourage you to avoid this mistake. Despite everything stated, the question that remains is, how can I move past my pain and suffering? The first step is to build a strong foundation in Christ and His Word. The level of intimacy between you and Him increases. You open yourself up to the Holy Spirit's transformative work from the inside out. As this happens, your perspective should shift, meaning hurts and pains. Consciously striving for genuine forgiveness is important. Not the fake forgiveness of saying I forgive, but when provoked, you bring all that old baggage to the surface. Forgiveness resides in the heart. True forgiveness involves releasing and purging it from your being. Forgiveness doesn't keep track of past mistakes. It requires strength and courage to release and move on. One must be willing to see things from Christ's perspective. It's about understanding that your battle isn't against physical beings. It's important to recognize that holding on to baggage is not aligned with God's teachings. It is bondage. You are being held captive. Is this what you had in mind when you surrendered your life to Christ? The package doesn't include captivity or bondage. I have experienced betrayal from every individual who has mattered to me in my life. I'm discussing injuries beyond the usual cuts and scrapes. I'm referring to deep stab wounds. I'm discussing betrayals that nobody should ever have to go through. I'm talking about being cheated on and lied to for months. I'm referring to family members who, for decades, caused me pain despite being responsible for my existence. I'm addressing the issue of abuse in all its forms. I have firsthand knowledge of hurt and pain. Betrayal is something I am well acquainted with. That is why I have the ability to discuss this topic. I know what it feels like to hurt so badly that you can't cry anymore. I can understand what you are thinking. Ronald, how did you manage to overcome challenges? The purpose of this podcast is to assist you during difficult times. I don't want you to experience the pain I went through. I'm ready to do whatever it takes to help you overcome and make a positive impact on your life. My greatest hope is that you find success in your walk with Christ. Having a forgiving mindset from an early age was a significant advantage in coping with the betrayals I experienced. Despite everything that has occurred, I've never harbored resentment towards anyone for their actions. I've felt anger, rage, and at times have been abusive, but I don't let it consume me for long. I promise you, I've had some truly wicked experiences. I feel grateful for the ability to endure and release pain without delay. My main struggle was continuously allowing those individuals to manipulate me. I don't hold it against them, not even a little. I permitted them to carry out their actions. My perception of love was incorrect. I started distancing myself from a lot of them, but would still be willing to help them when they needed it. God's mercy and grace allowed me to truly see the real nature of each one of them. Now that I see them clearly, I understand their role in my life. I now understand my own worth and significance. I've learned what love should be like, and I won't settle for anything less than the treatment I deserve. I'm all right without family or friends until I encounter the ones who truly belong in my life. Yes, it can be quite isolating. I am extremely proficient in it. I will only settle for God's best. Anything less is not acceptable. That's knowing your value and worth. One of the elements that supported me in conquering this challenge was my unwavering focus on the Word of God during times of hardship. I sought solace in the Bible. I wasn't praying much, but I spent my time reading the Bible. When I felt down or angry, or simply needed a good cry, I found comfort in the words of the Bible. The scriptures would always come alive for me in those moments. It's hard to explain. Throughout time, I consistently urged individuals to read the Word and seek truth from God. Honestly, that's my very own recipe. However, I have since gained a much deeper understanding. I have a deeper understanding of spiritual things better today. There's still a lot for me to learn, but I can admit that all the past hurts and pains have vanished. A final reflection. The beauty lies in being tested in the areas you have overcome, knowing you are an overcomer. I've been tested and pushed to my limits in every area I've had to conquer. Betrayal continues to happen, even in this latest post. I've gotten to see that I've passed those tests. It's a sign of overcoming when the things that used to hurt you can no longer break you. They are not even on your radar. You recognize its arrival, and you act accordingly. I frequently choose to ignore things without any response. I choose to disassociate myself when I can. I've put an end to my involvement in foolish behavior. I'm done. It's difficult to release and move on. It's necessary to experience your best life in Christ. I assure you, the outcome will be highly rewarding. Nothing compares to the peace, joy, and freedom that you gain. The key point is that you are getting closer to becoming more like Christ. Making it the agenda should be a constant priority. I trust that this was beneficial and enlightening in your spiritual journey with Jesus. May you receive this as truth and in love.
I appreciate you hearing what I have to say. I am certain that you will discover this knowledge useful in handling your current circumstance. Lord, let their eyes see, as it is declared in 2 Kings 6:17. In Hosea 4:6, my people are being demolished because of their lack of knowledge of me. Receive this as truth and in love by the Spirit of God. Stay encouraged. Where there is great love, there is always miracles. Your prophet is here for you.